All right, good evening, everybody. It is Monday, April 25th, 2016. My name is Gijs Minderhout, calling from Magalia, California. We are here worldwide live through BBS Radio Online, and also it's a simulcast, as usual, with a conference call. We have a bunch of on the phone line. Still, the lines are open. You hear the people join in with the dings. This evening, it is the fourth Monday of the month, and we have our wonderful friend, Marilyn from Arizona, who is taking these calls. And I know that Marilyn tonight has a special guest. I'm very glad to have you here, Marilyn. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing, and I'm giving the mic to you.
Okay, thank you, Heis, and welcome, everybody. Tonight we're going to meet Edna Ossenbach, who has been working with the Terry and Wynn information for about 7 years. And so welcome, Edna. Edna's an
Hi.
Artist, a metaphysician, and a developer of Team Shift. So hi, Edna, and tell us about yourself.
Hi, Marilyn. Thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here. And yes, that's it's true. I have been working with Wynn about 7 to 8 years. I don't know exactly, but I believe it was 2009 when I first came into this work, and I absolutely loved it, and I never left. So I so much I discovered since then, and it's just wonderful. I always enjoy very much to be here. Well, about
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Oh, I think I was muted for a moment. So anyway, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay, perfect. So anyway, I'm originally from Brazil. I lived in Brazil for a while. I was born there, and then I moved to Germany. I lived in Germany for a long time, and I have been here in the United States for about since 2000 actually, 2001, 2000, October 2000. So I have been around. And I am a financial analyst, and I work in a big corporation, and that's my main area I work on. And I also am an artist, so I study arts. I like the numbers. I like the arts. I guess I work both sides of my brain. I've always
yes.
heard that before.
yes.
Yes. And
also, you do.
I like languages. But I mean, I speak four languages, and that is also probably one part of my brain that's very developed. Not that I really liked the language. It's because I lived in different countries, and I needed to learn. And I end up learning it.
Yes, well, you have a beautiful accent. Is that from the German or from the Brazil?
It's interesting. People ask me, what accent do you have? To tell you the truth, I don't think I have an accent. Everybody else has accent. But I think this is a mix because I speak German. And I speak... So German today is my main language at home. And my daughter and we speak normally only German, although she does speak English as well. But it's an interesting thing about the brain, how it works. Every time I look at somebody and I know that person speaks German, my brain practically turns back to German. It does not work in English. I look at her. And I have a hard time to speak English.
So interesting.
Yeah. And also if I'm walking on the street or I hear somebody speaking German, it's funny because I end up, if I'm speaking English, I caught myself continue the conversation in German. It's almost the brain changes completely. And people
about.
So, you know, it's just an interesting way how it works.
Well, when you came to the United States, did you speak English then?
Oh, my God, not very well. Very, very badly. it's almost like, you know, when people here, United States Americans, go have some Spanish in high school. I think I had some English at high school the same way. It was not enough for a conversation, so I came and the first 6 months was the test. It was hard, actually. I end up going to college, and I say I'm going to force myself to take classes in English. Took some English 101 and 100, actually, and you know, start to push myself to learn, and it worked pretty good. So I end up learning English in 1 year. I was speaking pretty good, and I end up going back to college and doing another degree, and so on and so on. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So talk to us a little bit about your art interest. When did that start for you?
Oh, yes. I was actually young. I was in the elementary school, and I already had a big interest in drawing. You know, I just see things, and I saw things, and I start to draw. And I had a very good eye since I was little to the details. And it's something that was already with me. I thought, in my mind, I thought everyone can do it. And it was mm-hmm. just part of myself, right? And start to draw and draw. And I just went from there. And then later on, when I was a little bit older, I ended up going to college to be a civil engineering. But and then I moved from Brazil to Germany, and I was in the middle of studying, and I ended up in the second year of civil engineering, I moved. And then in Germany, they wanted me to start over again, and I was young. I said, no, I'm not going to start over again. I said, oh, you know what? I love art. I'm just going to do some arts and, you know, have a degree in art. And I did. So it was easy for me because I already had that, you know, that base of details, you know, what I see, I can draw and I can paint. And I developed a little bit more the process or techniques after that, going to different art school in Germany. Yeah, mm-hmm. And the thing is with the arts, love it. It's amazing. It's, for me, is a way of put things in the canvas, you know, feelings and thoughts and different emotions. Because when you paint something, you're practically leaving there a signature of something, you know. And, of course, every paint and every paint stroke that I have on a canvas, I remember. And it's an emotion right there. I absolutely love it. I just continue, and it's part of my life today. Of course, later on, I realize that being an artist would not help me much to earn a living. I am good on that, but I'm not a good salesperson, so I would not be able to sell my art. I practically gave away many of my arts over the years, and sold some. You know, I have arts in Brazil and in Africa and Europe and Canada and here, but it was not really something that I could make a living off. So I end up going back to college and doing another degree. So I have, I'm an accountant, and also I have an MBA, so I work in finance.
All right. Well, you can, I want to tell everybody that you can see Edna's work if you go to asenbeck.net. And she has a number of her paintings on the website there, and they're really, really quite amazing. One that I liked a lot was Majestic Swan, and then from a completely different perspective, her Wild Horses. So you can check those out at asenbeck, all little letters, all one word, .net. Okay, Edna.
Yeah. I have an interesting story about this one, if you don't mind. This is really interesting. There's a castle over in Germany they call Neuschwanstein, And this is a castle. I think probably many people have seen this castle is on the top of a mountain, and it's from the King Ludwig II, and he had a collection of castles. And inside this specific castle, and New Schweinstein, he has a lot of swans. Every, you know, decoration, windows, furniture. It's one of my favorite castles. And once I was there, I looked at all those swans all around me, and I thought they are so majestic and beautiful, and the way they stand, and the way they open the wings. And I felt it was amazing. And that was a time when I started to paint swans. So I had a whole bunch of swans, canvas that I painted, and, you know, swans. I loved it.
Well, that one is special. That one is special. And then didn't you have swans near your home?
Yes, actually, there are some of them that I just took pictures. So that I was, normally I went for a walk and I start to take pictures of creeks and rivers, and I was going for a walk and I saw some swans around, and I just took some pictures and I went home and I painted them. And yeah, they are just beautiful. Yeah, so every painting has a story behind, and those swans are really started with the interest that I had when I saw them at the castle.
At the castle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's ASENBECK.net.
Again, Asenbeck.
Asenbeck, to check out mm-hmm. Check out her paintings. So, and I have down here as a metaphysician. So tell us about connecting with Wynn's work and with your interest in metaphysics.
Yes. Since I was a little kid, I thought I was different. I was very curious. I was already a little bit psychic. I kind of remember knowing a little things that was going to happen. And I felt like I was something I'm supposed to do since I was young, very young age. I can remember my first memory. I was 3 years old. Just developed from there. I mean, I was different. I started to read books at a very young age about metaphysics. I spent hours and hours in the library, and it was a time I didn't have the computer. It was a different time. And I kind of looked around for Edgar Cayce was the one that really, really got me into more expansion, because at the beginning I start to read about there was a book that I really like very much, The Power of Now from Eckhart Tolle, and and then from there, you know, I start to read. It was a very, very good book. I recommend to everybody. Somebody hasn't read that. It has also the New Earth. It's very much talking about the what's happened right now. Everything is in the now. And then later I start to read more about Edgar Cayce. Love the story, and I wanted to know more and more. Read about regressions, and in general, I was looking for this information. And later on, I was on the internet looking for more books. So I have been always looking for something different and more learning. And I saw the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. I got very interested and looked for what's the work, who was doing the work behind it, and I found out about Wynn's conference call. I came in and I was in the background, found very, very interesting. I was amazed that I identified with the energy right away. I could feel it, and many things that I couldn't make sense of it, but somehow I knew it. Everything started to click. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. It was just a waking up for everything that I already knew it was a synchronicity to, you know, to bump into that work.
It's amazing how that happens, isn't it?
It is.
And
it
you
is.
Just feel that resonance, and there it is.
And then everything starts to open. Everything starts, all the doors start to open. You start to understand more and more and start to get involved, and here I am.
Yes. Do you have a daily practice that you do?
I do meditation every day, and I also you know, work on my chakras. I have been doing that for a long time. Today, if I compare today to many years ago when I just started, I could feel a little energy, but today I feel a lot. So I feel like my chakras, I have a bit more control. I feel like my chakra is pretty open, and I continue to work on it to strength and, you know, also have protection. Because once you have a chakra really, really open, you start to feel things around you. So you have to kind of control a little bit and be aware. I do meditate every day. I call into the light at least twice a day. And that's something I would recommend to everybody. When you get up in the morning, do a short meditation and do a call into the light. So before I get into my car to go to work, and sometimes I'm in my car going to work and I'm calling to the light. It's just a beautiful way to start the day. And make sure you're protected and you're in connection with the higher realms. Meditation is something that many people say, well, how do you meditate? How that work? I always say that simple. Just don't have to think very difficult about it. It's a simple thing. The most simple way to do it is just pay attention at your breathing. And if you can do that for, like, start with, like, 5 seconds, and you do a few times a day, and every time you are successful in just paying attention to your breathing, not automatically all the thoughts and the chatting goes away. If you're successful in doing that a few seconds, and then you increase and increase, you're going to be amazed that you can increase all the way to an hour, you know, that you are completely, completely quiet, and you get inside, and you're in connection with your most deep being, which is this amazing way of being in contact with yourself, and automatically you are, you know, touching the higher realms.
Yeah,
in a peace mode, very, very peaceful.
Peaceful.
And,
Do you play music or do you have it silent?
Silent. I have it silent. I like silence. And it was a long time ago. I used to like to play some guided meditation, but for me today is more like to really get deep. I like to be complete silence. And automatically, as soon as I get into my meditation mode, I start to feel the energy coming through the top of my head. I feel this beautiful pressure. And I do connect. I know the how is the feeling. I know how the energy feels. And I am I'm very familiar with the how what's the signature of the specific energy that I'm receiving. So, and it's healing, is strength, and it's peaceful. Whatever I am going to get what I need at that day.
Yes, what a wonderful assurance that energy is when you can touch into that. Go ahead.
And I think everybody can do that, Marilyn. It's just a matter of not giving up, you know, and just a little bit of the day, 5 seconds here, 10 seconds later, you know, and you can go a long, long ways. So just don't give up, you know. It's I have seen people and I have helped and mentored people before that I cannot feel anything. I cannot feel anything, you know, and just don't give up. Just continue, and one day you're going to be amazed. You're going to be there. And it's true. It's true for everybody that never gives up.
Yes, I think persistence is one of the big things.
Absolutely.
I agree with you entirely on that. You mentioned that one of the things that you enjoy doing is bringing people together and helping them. Do you feel that meditation has allowed that to grow for you?
Well, the meditation and being able to connect with my most deep inner inside, it's allowed me to be able to feel my surrounding, my environment, and also when I talk to somebody, I can feel the person and understand a little bit of maybe a little bit of psychic abilities here. Yes, I would say I can feel and I know where the person is and what's the most important for that person. I understand. I lived in different countries. I kind of am used to different ways of life. And one thing of first of all is acceptance. So I have accepted what it is, where I am. You know, every culture, everywhere we go, people are different. They think different. They have different necessities. They have different ways of life, and the reality for them is different. So first of all, I think by being very deep in my meditation, understanding, you know, how can I accept things that are very, here is one way, over there is totally different, but why? So, and you end up being able to understand better why people are the way they are and why it's important to them what they are. So with that, it was easier for me to pick up on the energy and what can I do to help? I was very interested in see how can I help others in a way. So it's the team shift, when we started team shift, it was like a great opportunity for me to do the type of work, put two people together. And sometimes it's just a matter of people need a safe environment to talk about their issues, you know, and trust. Right, and I think I learned how to understand what people need and how can I help them. I put them in different groups so they can talk about it, they can be safe about it. And by understanding people are very different, how can I match one person to the next person that they can allow themselves to feel safe and to allow themselves to talk about what they want to talk. So I think it's a little bit about, I would say, growing. I was able to develop a little bit on deeply understanding a person when I'm very present, when somebody's talking to me, I'm very paying attention, and I'm looking beyond what the person is telling me. I'm also feeling what the person is talking to me. And by doing that, I think I have the ability to match, you know, where this person could be, who could be talking to, and that helps a lot.
I think that's a wonderful talent. And I know that you've have a passion for Team Shift and have been working with it for quite some time. And several of the people that have experienced the program are on the line. And so would you like to tell about Team Shift, what it is, and have some people tell about their experience?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Team Shift is it's part of my life. I like to say that they're my family, a special, beautiful family that I have. Many of the team shifters, the members that are in my group, I haven't seen. We have been talking for years, and that's a very safe place. We absolutely love each other. We support each other. We are there. And there's no judgment. There's always this friendship, this love, it's just like brothers and sisters in a lovely way. So Team Shift started many years ago, again, when I was on the call, Wynne approached me and asked if I would be interested in helping with the Team Shift, and I didn't know what Team Shift was. And he explained to me that as a group of people where they get together and they have the same intentions. Well, we call into the light, we put things into the light, and we close the call and we go our way. I thought the idea was wonderful. I was very interested because, again, getting people together, helping people, make them feel great about themselves, you know, and I jumped in and I did right away. At the beginning, we didn't have many people. I would call people and, you know, would offer the Team Shift, and if they would be interested, you know, I would be sitting there on the line waiting for them, getting everybody excited about it, not just talking and motivating people to come. And we started, and we have several teams, and of course over the years teams forms, and you know, and they sometimes over the years they go different directions, and then new teams come in, but some teams stay together very firm, and they are still there. So I for example, I am in a team. We have been, I believe, 5-6 years together right now. I'm not very good with the years. I never really count. But
that's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we have been, like I said, we know each other. We feel very safe. We come in and we talk. Team Shift is a place that you can think about. Everybody's in there has the intention of reach up and get strength, get the energy, and reach to our sources, and then being part of this beautiful energy group that's the work we are doing. And it works wonderfully. And I'm the coordinator for this team, and what I do, some people are interested in Team Shift, they would send emails, and I will get them. And what I do, I will call, and I'll talk to the person for a while. Like I said, it's very important to me to talk individually to each person I need wants to be in a Team Shift. With that, I'm not just, kind of finding out who you are, but I'm also getting the feeling, where do you are in your life right now? What team would work for you? What do you know about it? What you want from it? And with that, I will find out a team that works for you. Everybody that I place in different Team Shifts, they're very happy. Occasionally, one person or another, you know, decided not to stay, and which is okay. But 99% of the time, we have really, really good results with that. And Team Shift is, like I said, we get over there, we call in, it's a call for about 20 minutes, so of course sometimes we have a bigger team, we stay longer, and we like to go in sometimes and make small talk at the beginning, and then go into call into the light, and we put our concerns or things into the light who you want to relevant for each person. And it's very personal. We know sometimes people put things into the light and we are there. We are not judging everybody there. We're just holding the energy and to help, just make sure everything happens. And I can tell you that so many things happened over the years for me and for everybody that's in a Team Shift, because we feel it. The energy, it's beautiful. It's the same like going to a Sunday conference call, because we can hold it. We can make it happen all together. You know, we have the same intention. We are there. We are doing it. It's beautiful. And I think some members of Team Shift are here, and probably they can tell for themselves what they think. You know, so there are a whole bunch of, so I think on my team is about 7 people. And if you guys are here, you want to talk, go ahead. I would love to see you talk your experience you have with Team Shift.
Thank you. Heis, can you open the line so that the other Team Shift members can talk?
Hi. Hi, this is Colleen. Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hi, Colleen.
Okay. Hi, I'm on Skype, and I hope the sound is good.
It is good.
Oh, yeah, sounds pretty good. Hi, Colleen.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, everything, you know, I think Hedna put it very well, the description of our group. We're kind of, we're always there for each other and supportive, and, you know, it can be sometimes, you know, just fun to meet up with people that you've never met, but you know them, and it's like from their voice. And I think also it's the support that you do feel safe. It's a very safe environment to be able to feel like you can disclose whatever you want to put in the light. And these people are not strangers, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I love them. Yeah.
It's just like it's a family, right, Colleen? We go there and we feel like
well, sometimes
no judgment.
I think it's better. It's better than family.
Better than family.
Having family can be a little crazy. Yeah, it's sort of like having really good pals that you can meet up with and share things, and it's the energy that we've been able to have together that I believe is so important for my life. I, you know, not dependent on it, but it's like part of my life. It really is. It's like I can't imagine not having it now.
Well, it sounds like it's like spiritual food.
Yeah.
The energy.
It is. And it helps you get through. Hmm? Who is there?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, all right. This is Michael. And
hi, Michael.
I've just been, hi. I've just been kind of, you know, sitting here and, you know, happy I have a mute button on my phone. you know, the interesting thing with our team shift, and when people talk about there being no judgment, it's holding the space for everyone to put whatever they want to put into the light. It was originally conceived correct me if I'm mistaken here, but the way I remember Wynn describing it was that it was about you putting your stuff in the light, things you wanted to manifest for yourself, things you wanted to create. But as it turns out, what we've really done is we've tried to put whatever motivated us into the light, and for just about everybody, I think that has a lot to do with the healing of the planet and each other and anything that's going on in our lives, and we really support each other, and they're really you know, you talk about safety and judgment, and I had to stop and think for a minute because I've never had to think about that, because it's just there, you know. I mean, it's just the total acceptance of each other is just there. So, you know, I mean, I can, you know, put my cat in the light and, you know, no one's going to snicker. Unless, of course, like I said, they have a mute button on their phone and they get to it fast enough. But typically, you know, it's real. In a way, you know, team shift is a lot about, it's kind of like we're the eight musketeers. It's all for one and one for all. And we know that whatever we put in the light and whatever I put on the light, whatever the next person puts in the light, it doesn't matter because we're holding the space for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we say it in terms of what's in our hearts and what's important to us, and so it works. And I have to say that I have, through the teamship method, I've benefited quite a number of things, and I totally believe that being able to do that in that space has a lot to do with that manifestation. Because the more people that are there to help ground it, into the earth is that's how we manifest it. So it's really been I think team shift is more important to me. Attending a team shift call is more important to me than, say, some of the calls during the week. Not so much the Sunday call. I try to be there all the time. But it's just that we have a very strong it's just a full experience that it's really hard to describe what needs to be experienced over time. And the relationship, I had anybody from our team shift, and we're kind of hoping it happens one of these days. But it is we let's put it this way. You wish you had that type of relationship with your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really a wonderful thing. And, you know, sometimes you can show the point where there are no friends. I have about reached that point. But give me a couple of minutes. I'll come up with something. I just love everybody who's on it, who's in our team shift. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity to make the connection that we make, not only with our sources, not only with the spirit that we invite, but also with each other. And it's very unlike, it's grown. It has really grown a lot. And I think all of the folks in the group have also grown personally. And
it sounds like where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be also, that you have that Christ love energy that is brought out in all of you as you experience each other and your daily life.
Yes, it's true. You know, the love, you just talk about love. It's a beautiful love sensation. Sometimes I go to the team shift, I keep telling guys, I love you guys so much. I cannot say enough, because the ambience that just grows you, love in your heart, it's beautiful, it's big, it just makes you feel wonderful. And that's the energy in our calls, and I'm sure that comes from every team shift, you know, and more you get there, more you get evolved, more you get into it, energy grows, and you grow with it.
And it didn't it didn't happen exactly. In other words, where we are now is not where we started.
It wasn't magic, in other words.
No.
Okay.
When we started to realize that it was a magical experience, I think it's because we all got tuned in. We got tuned in to each other and to our sources, and a certain amount of I think, you know, adapting and attunement that occurs. Like I said, it's the weird thing is sometimes I'm sitting here and all of a sudden it's like something on the shelf and I look at the phone, I say, oop, time to call in. Almost everyone in our group could probably say they've had that experience. So I think one of the most important thing in spiritual growth is really being able to connect with your guides, your angels, your archangels, anyone that's out there in the light side of things. This certainly has had a tremendous amount to do with it. It's just one of my favorite things.
Is there any stories that any of you have about the effects that Team Shift have had in your life particularly?
You know, I don't think I want to get into that, other than to say that there are things that I have personally put into the life that I think the experience has assisted in creating that.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you I had a kitty that I had for 17 years named Sam, and Sam used to come on to the calls. He would show up wherever he was in the house. He would just come when I was on the phone. He knew. He came. He sat there, and he would meow every so often. It was like on his own. I wasn't sweeping his paw or anything like that. He just did it.
Uh-huh.
And he was part of our group. And everyone, you know, just acknowledged he was part of our group. You know, we had eight people and one cat. He passed, of course. In time, I got another kitty, and he's starting to show up. He doesn't meow the way Sam did. You know, I mean, he's not a vocal kitty. Sam wouldn't shut up. He's kind of like me.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's where he got it from, to tell you the truth. You know, I think they take after their owner. You know, this kitty that I have now, he just shows up, though. And I've noticed he's starting to do that. I think that he recognizes that not only am I talking to this piece of plastic I'm holding to my ear, but there's also something else going on. And he'll show up.
Mm-hmm. I do think animals recognize that energy and like to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure of it.
Okay. Was there anybody else of your group that wanted to mention something?
So if you guys are here and want to talk about it, so you have an opportunity.
Edna is in the mail. No, I was just kidding.
One thing I was going to mention, actually, Marilyn, is that, yeah, as you said, if anybody has something specific or something that has happened. So, I mean, each one of us, right, put things into the light. And sometimes, you know, you go through difficulties and some challenges in your life, you know. And being a team like that is very, very helpful because you can go there and you can talk about that. Everybody's going to listen to you and it's going to, you know, hold energy and help you in a different way, you know. Anybody has challenges. I had, other members had. You know, we feel safe to go there and just we can cry, we can laugh, and everybody's mm-hmm. going to be there holding for you, you know, with you. And meaning it, you know, that's the beauty of being in a team that you can count with. And also, of course, the energy and the sources are there as well.
Yes, that really does open up the spirit into your life in a way that just listening to something or just reading a book or even just meditating doesn't really do.
And the other thing is, too, that you know, many of us are here, and we do understand what's the work about, what's the energy, what it is. We cannot just go out and talk to people, oh, you know, I felt this energy, and I felt this and that, or I see things, or something's happening, you know, in my house. You cannot talk to people around that does not. You know, the people are going to say, oh, are you crazy? Or, he's in a place so you can go. And just like our group, you can come and you can talk. We know what you're talking about. So you feel part of, it's a safe place. It's a trust, you know, place that you can trust to go and talk about it. And expand, you know, your abilities, expand your energy. And,
Though, you know, it's not that type of talk about what's going on, but we know if someone has lost someone in their family or they're stressed about a job or about anything that's going on in their life, that it's really a safe place where everyone holds the space for them to be and do whatever they want. So, you know, no one really has to you know, cry their eyes out over something. You know, it doesn't have to happen that way. It's a very, very mature and evolved way to handle things. And I think I started to say before, one of the things about spiritual growth is that it's an integration of communication and coexistence with whatever you want to call God or your sources or your guides or your angels. You know, it doesn't matter what you call it. Those that are in the non-physical world that are working with us, when you can integrate their energies with yours, it is it's a miraculous space. It's very much a state of grace as well. And I think that's part of the acceptance. And you know, we built it and we did it. And so, you know, we're all the team.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
To help me with, you know, writers for all my jokes. Some of my jokes are good, some of them not so good. So, new writers and the like for next time. So.
Okay. Well, I wanted to take just a minute and let everybody know on the line that we're being sponsored by Wynn and Terry's work. And if you need a gift or want to make a donation, you can go to intelligent-infinity.com. And the information about how to do those things or how to look at the products that are available there, just check that out. intelligent-infinity.com. And there's other information there too. There's free book, and
participate in a team shift, you can also send an email, or I think the information is also in the website, or you can send an email to Wynn or to myself, so, and I will get in contact with you and we can arrange it. So.
Yes, be sure to take advantage of doing that. Now, I wanted to ask if we have just a few minutes left, and I wanted to ask if the audience had any questions for Edna or any of the team members that have been talking. And so this is your chance. So let's hear. Do you have any questions?
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Heis. Do we have a
question?
Anyone
with a question, please go ahead.
This is Joel. I just want to say hi to Edna. Great job.
Hi, Joel.
You guys are doing wonderful. It's a joy just listening to you. And I've been a member myself for a few years now, and I just want to say it's very few things I can add to all the wonderful things everybody said. I just want to say for all the possible new members, just come as you are and put in all love and light, whatever is in your heart, and that's all it takes. Much love and gratitude to all of you. Great work, all of you.
Thank you, Joe. Joe is wonderful. Has been with us in the team shift for many years, and it's just amazing, amazing to have Joe with us. Thank you, Joe, for everything. We love you.
Thank you, Joe.
All right.
Anybody
anyone else
have a question?
Going once.
My name is.
Oh, there's someone talking, but it's very faint.
I have a question. Is it possible to have things at our homes?
Hey, hold on one second. We can barely hear you. I'm going to mute the lines and unmute you again. I need to find you, though. Hold on one second.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right, you can do that too. You can press star 6. The lady that you were just talking with a hard time hearing. Oh, here you are. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to unmute you. All right, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Thelma. I live in Nevada. And I was wondering if there are team members that live in my area that I could meet personally and have get-togethers with and discussions. Is that possible?
I have to check. I'm not certain that it's in Nevada. Not certain about that. We have teams from all over place, but I'm not so sure about that. But if you'd like to, and to send me an email, and if you'd like to be part of a team shift, that we can certainly arrange that you can be with a team. And I'm not sure if you're going to be able to meet them. It's going to be close to you, but certainly on the phone for sure.
Okay. And what is your email?
My email is my name, E D N A. A, S is a Sam, E, N is a Nancy, B is a boy, ECK at gmail.com.
XGmail.com. Okay.
Correct.
And now, Velma, and then anyone else listening, just, if you reply to any of Vinny's emails and you mention Team Shift and Edna, he will always make sure that they'll come in Edna's possession.
Oh,
exactly. He always forwards the emails to me if this has to do with Team Shift. So you're safe. Yeah, I will contact you.
Okay. Can I read this back to make sure I've copied
it? Absolutely. Sure.
E B N A A S E N B E C K X G M dot com.
Oh, at Gmail, gmail.com.
At. It's that little at sign above the two.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Thelma.
Looking
forward to your email. Thank you.
Now, I want to share because I happen to be also a member of the group at Edna, Edna, and I've been there for several years, and I love being part of a group. It is, for myself, I'm attracted putting stuff, the global stuff into the love light, the protection from Mother Earth and things like that. I see that as real light work, and also what I do for myself with my personal issues, I usually wait till somebody else has a turn doing their issues, and then I just do it silently, regarding my job or family or things like that. So you don't have to feel exposed or anything like that. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Heis.
Thank you.
It's an amazing group, and I'm sure every team shift out there has an amazing group, and we are, all very happy what we have. Very thankful about everything.
Okay. Well,
and another thing I want to mention to Velma, she was talking about getting together. Of course, it would be great. I would love to get together also with our group. But, we are also from all over the place, different states. And, we have so far not been together. So it's not necessarily that you need to have physical contact. It's just, you become good friends on the phone line.
Exactly.
Okay. So, Edna, do you have a last word for us?
I would like to thank everybody for listening, and it was great to share my experience and what we do here. And also, I would like to thank Wynne and Terry especially for all the wonderful, amazing work that she's sharing with us. Everything was possible because of all the work that Terry and Wynne are doing. So we are very grateful. We love them very, very much.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Edna, and everybody for being here. This has been just really an exciting evening. I felt like we were right across the table from each other visiting.
That's so, right.
Thank you, everybody, for sharing. And Heis is going to play a song for us to end the show. And I wanted to remind everybody that the next fourth Monday will be on meditation. So we'll have a good show then. So
all callers are unmuted.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong. Can work it out.